You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
It's today's Most Interesting Thing in Tech from Nicholas Thompson, Editor-in-Chief of Wired.
The most interesting thing in tech? In 2015, Travis Kalanick, then the CEO of Uber, hired 40 people from Carnegie Mellon's robotics department. It was a crazy, crazy moment. Can you imagine that? Hiring 40 people from the same university department. They decimated it. And all of them went to go work on the self-driving unit at Uber. And you can understand Kalanick's roadmap. Get a lot of humans to drive a lot of other humans around in Ubers. You'd get a lot of data on the roads and where people want to go. And eventually you would use all that data and the self-driving cars you built to make the world's greatest autonomous vehicle fleet. That was the plan. Travis, of course, left in incredible turmoil. The new CEO, Dara, came in, started to calm things down at Uber. And then today, the dream of that self-driving unit at Uber kind of ended. Dara took the whole self-driving unit within Uber and sold it to a company called Aurora that makes self-driving car tech. They don't make the cars, they make the software for the cars. It's kind of a complicated deal where Uber sold the division and also invested $400 million in the new company, but gets a 26% stake in the new company, which is worth, say, $2.5 billion, meaning they really sold the division for $2.1 billion or something like that. It's a much lower number than people thought the division was worth, but it's not nothing. What does this tell us? It tells us a couple things. Again, confirmation that Uber is continuing to narrow its product roadmap. That is something we've known, but something there's more evidence for today. And secondly, yet another sign that the self-driving revolution is a little further away than we thought. And perhaps a sign, too, that the future or the excitement in the self-driving car revolution will be in the software, not in companies doing the whole thing, making the vehicles and writing the software, too. In any case, I want the self-driving car revolution to come along as fast as possible so my kids get closer to driving age, because I know they're going to be safer than other humans. We'll see if we get there, but it won't be in a fully autonomous Uber division. All right, that's the most interesting thing in tech. See you tomorrow.
Get more great stories from Wired in our daily newsletter. Sign up at wired.com/daily.